Hey, Bart, can you come out and play?
No, I'm playing video games. Go away.
This is your all-access source for everything gaming-related.
Thumbstick Nation!
With your host, Bart.
Today, we're going to talk to a Nintendo employee who has had a long personal experience with video games all the way from Europe to North America.
Are you ready?
Hello, Ivo. I'd like to thank you for being on the show. Go ahead and tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do.
My name is Ivo Zauer, and I am currently employed at Nintendo of America in Redmond, and I've been in the industry for about 25 years, and currently I'm a senior engineer there.
So what does a senior engineer do?
It kind of depends on the company. If you're on a game team, it can be anything from a lead or being in charge of a specific area. So it could be that you're in charge of rendering, and at another company, you could be more of a lead position where you actually do more of the day-to-day management position. And mentoring and leading engineers.
What type of work do you do as a systems engineer at Nintendo, Ivo?
I am currently part of SDSG, which is the Software Development Support Group. Nintendo has in every territory, they have a representative company. So SDSG is tasked with supporting all the development in the US. And what I'm currently doing is writing white papers and basically coming up with example programs that developers can use.
How did you get your start in the industry?
That's actually interesting. I grew up in Europe, and when I started out, there wasn't really much of an industry. So there was a really big demo scene. There wasn't an internet yet, so a lot of these groups of people would build demos and have music and all kinds of stuff in it. So what we had instead of the internet was we had parties that were all over the country and sometimes in different countries as well. I had written a couple of demos, and I'd written a sound driver as well, which was pretty fast and really had a really small memory footprint. So I had a friend of mine who did the music, and through some contacts at those parties, we got to a company in the US, which was responsible for a game called Hybris. This was Discovery Software International on the East Coast. Long story short, basically, they set up their own company, and I got to basically write the sound driver for them, and after that, went over there to kind of work for them for a bit. That's the start of my career. It's pretty much a just luck and just being completely obsessed with computers at a time.
You've worked for the game industry for some time. How do you compare then and now and how the industry has changed?
It's interesting because if you had me ask that question like maybe 5 or 6 years ago before Apple came out with the iOS devices, it would have been completely different. But I think the whole indie scene is kind of similar to what it was in the 80s, where like it's a free-for-all. And 5 or 10 years ago, it was really difficult because it was companies that were working for publishers, and that's how you mainly did games, especially for consoles. And the indie scene at the moment is really cool in that there's a lot of talent out there, and the only thing you need is basically a Mac or any kind of computer. And the internet is great for distributing things. It's not all that great, of course, because there's so much out there that you can't really make a lot of money. But there's a lot of creativity going on there, and a lot of it's never really been easier to write games. In that respect, I think there's a bit of a cyclical nature in the industry where after a number of years, like things change again, so people get to experiment again and do things. I think it's a really good time right now, and there's a lot of middleware as well that really, really helps you with systems that would have been nearly impossible to do by yourself.
You've worked in the US, Canada, the UK. Have you seen a real big difference between the working environments between countries?
I think in Canada and the US, it's pretty similar. They're really not that different. The UK, on the other hand, I'd say is really, really different, especially when I started out. One of the companies I worked for felt more like a kind of a frat house than actually a company. When I came from Holland, I kind of came up there, and the first day that I started at noon, everybody goes, all right, we're going to the pub. And like, okay. So everybody has a couple of pints of beer and goes back to work. And then after work, we go, hey, we're going to the pub again. And that kind of was a different kind of thing that I was used to. But looking back, I think that's one of the best times I've had, actually. I still have a number of really, really good friends from that era.
What type of advice would you give to my listeners who want to go into the game industry and follow in your footsteps?
I think that the biggest thing that has kind of stayed constant throughout that is passion. And the one thing I have as well, like, because I've interviewed a lot of people that have graduated from either like a regular comp science degree or something like DigiPen. And I think because there's so many people who are coming out of schools, You have to have something that stands out. And I think the biggest thing I'd say is that don't just go for the degree and then kind of expect to find a job, because you need to have something that makes you stand out. So if you have passion and you write stuff outside of your school, you have a much bigger chance of showing up on somebody's radar than the hundreds of other people who also have a comp science degree. So that's like half the battle right there. I mean, it's interesting because I don't have a degree, and I've never really been asked whether or not I have a degree, which is interesting. I guess at some point it becomes a moot point, but I think the biggest thing is whether or not you're passionate about it. If you're just in it for the money, there's better ways to make a lot of money outside the games industry, because it is hard work. And if you don't have passion, it's really, really hard to kind of go through crunch. It really gets hard. And if you have to work 60 to 80 hours, if you don't have that passion, it's going to be really hard to kind of keep up with it.
Well, Ivo, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to talk with me. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Well, this has been another Thumbstick Nation interview. And next week, we jump into the skies in 1912 and not in an airplane.